on Tuesday night, a Chicago Cubs fan had the audacity to play the circle game. He should have known better than flashing that sign on TV. As we all know, nobody cares about baseball anyways. But the reporting from Liz Rauscher of Yahoo Sports is absolutely amazing. The symbol, which appears to be the OK hand gesture, has a complicated background. It never had any white power connotations until 2017, when a few members of the alt-right started a hoax to trick people into thinking that it did. The purpose was for anyone who made the innocuous gesture to be accused of racism. It's a form of internet trolling, but the white power movement ended up co-opting the gesture and using it to actually symbolize white power. Of course, the complicated history of the symbol makes this entire situation even more complicated. Even though the symbol was flashed behind an African-American reporter, the intent isn't clear. If it was meant as a white power symbol, it's a despicable action. But if it was meant as the okay gesture, then it's nothing. The Cubs will hopefully be very thorough in their investigation, especially since they're threatening a permanent ban from Wrigley Field. So now we're going to head over to the Southern Poverty Law Center website, who have listed people such as Ron Paul and Judge Andrew Napolitano as enablers for domestic terrorism. This morning, I actually appeared on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock of FreedomsPhoenix.com, which Freedoms Phoenix, I believe, was also on that same list as enabling domestic terrorism. I wasn't sure of the exact connotation. Ernest Hancock escaped the list because he once got Mark Potok of the SPLC on his radio show, and Mark had no idea what he was getting himself into. And then Ernie pressed him. He's like, hey, man, he's like, all my friends are on here, like Judge Napolitano, Ron Paul, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He's like, hey, man, he's like, what I got to do to get on the list? And they're like, well, you know, we actually did discuss putting you on the list, but we figured that you would like it too much. So we decided against putting you on the list. But the SPLC goes on to say, from its adoption first by white nationalists and then by 4chan trolls intent on triggering the libs, the well-known hand signal's use points to deeper concerns. That smirk that almost inevitably accompanies the OK sign, that simplest of hand signals, is a dead giveaway in the shroud of internet age befuddlement. Does the sign, the thumb and forefinger joined together in a circle, the remaining three fingers splayed out behind, mean all good, or does it mean white power instead? The smirk gives away the proper answer. You're being trolled. Then, of course, you've got people like AOC, who used as the infamous hate symbol. And what they're saying is that the three fingers that they end up, you know, when you're making like the W, that, I mean, and really just try. I mean, I guess if you didn't have the three fingers up, you just had two, I mean, you'd have the middle finger. If you just tried having, you know, these two up, it's sort of a very, it's kind of very hard to even have those two fingers up. I guess, you know, even have these two up, sort of, you know, hard to do. It's just, you know, naturally just, you know, people are saying, okay. And, you know, the media wants to have this form of government mind control, which, you know, govern means to control and mente means mind. So, you know, they want to restrict the language or retard the language, if you will, which means to hold back or prevent. And if you actually think about it, if the guy in question had the symbol that was pointing down, that would technically mean, you know, down with white power, because you've got, you know, like Texas A&M and Texas Longhorns. I'm not a football fan, but I do have some friends who go to A&M, and I know that there's, you know, like the, I believe it's the Longhorn symbol where it's like this or like this, you know, the Longhorn or Devil Horn symbol. And I believe the Aggies, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, but I believe that they have, you know, the opposite to trash the Longhorn. So when you have it like this, it means, you know, kind of like down with the Longhorn. So you'd think that if the, you know, the circle game, if you have it inverted, would mean, I guess, you know, not such a white nationalist over here. I don't even know how to do it correctly. But to be fair, you know, AOC doesn't even know what a garbage disposaler is these days. So I'm sure she probably has no idea what the white power symbols are, because they're not white power symbols. It's just the media trying to, you know, grasp at straws to, you know, vilify certain people that are out there. But I did see this yesterday when I was actually, you know, spot checking Alex Jones. And I didn't actually hear the beginning because this was part of like an intro buffer. So I didn't even know that this was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I just figured it was some dumb libtard. And I guess I was correct on that one. But I even figured that, you know, she would probably, you know, I gave her a little bit more credit than this, that she would actually know what a garbage disposal is. So you guys have to see this. It's absolutely incredible. So I will leave you now with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is live streaming her first encounter with a garbage disposal just 2 days ago.
I am told this is a garbage disposal. I've never seen a garbage disposal. I never had one in any place I've ever lived. It is terrifying. I don't know what to use it for or what its purpose is. Like, food scraps? Like, is this environmentally sound? I don't know.
And the funny thing is, you might actually be able to blame the government for why AOC doesn't know what a garbage disposaler is. First off, it's a perfect place to put her Green New Deal. I think that'd be a very fitting place. But New York City banned garbage disposalers from the 1970s until 97 to ease the city's use of their water treatment systems. But Ms. Ocasio-Cortez was only 8 years old when the ban was lifted. It seems impossible that she had never seen a garbage disposal or even heard of one until she moved into what she was calling her bougie apartment in posh part of Washington. Anyways, that's it for now. Make sure to check out links below. We've got a copy of my free ebook, How It's Rigged the Economy. Or if you guys want to know the exact ways that they rig the unemployment data, the inflation data, the GDP data, this is the definitive book on this. It's for free. We've also have John Snyson's book. It's not for free, but if you guys want to support the channel, it would be awesome to do that. We've got links below for the Red Pill Expo coming up next month, Anarcho Vegas coming up in July, Winnipeg Crypto Conference coming up in October. And of course, we got the affiliate link for Mike Maloney's goldsilver.com. I'm Tippett Choate signing off with World Alternative Media, where find the truth, be the change.